This is RSBND Update, episode 225, recorded Thursday, October 8th, 2009. Don't forget your clothes. Hello, everybody. I am here with that gracious nobility member of the High English family called Woodward here with me this
week. That's not what you were calling me before the show, you liar.
Oh, sure I was.
Before the show, you said my voice sounded like I had something stuck up my ass.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
I never said that.
You said it, Shane.
Anyways, so that's Brad, whose name is spelled B-R-A-D.
And just for the record, people, I do not have anything stuck in my ass.
Okay.
Shane does a lot of people's heads. Anyway.
No, that's not nice for you to say that.
It's true, though.
Anyways, so.
Truth out, Shane.
Right, what are we here to do? I forget.
Talk about RuneScape and other stuff.
Okay. So, high-level Herblore potions. Herblore finally has a use.
Well, it had a use before.
Yeah, but more of a use beyond level 82.
Its uses increased. I bet you were very happy about this.
I was. I smiled greatly.
Takes a lot to make him smile.
What do you think of this update?
Well, you know, it's I've not really read much about its effect on PvP. Apparently, a lot of people were speculating theoretically that it would have a big impact, seeing as apparently now. Especially the special potion, apparently, with the Darkbow special, it's theoretically possible to one-hit somebody from 99 hit points.
Yeah.
But overall, it's as far as expanding the skill goes, it's good. It's a high-level update. There's actually a point in getting, 96 now.
Yep.
It's not just for show, which is always a nice thing.
I had a race with Schwa. To see who is the first person.
Yeah, and you won because you posted on RuneWire.
Yep. Who was the first RSBMBer to post an overload potion. So, I don't know.
Congratulations. Do you want a medal?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Too bad you're not getting one.
Because it was a real feat to do it, because I had to go all the way to the Papaya and Grenwalls and do that. I also had to go create a fruit bat so I could get papaya fruit.
Wow, Shane. You know, I'm sure it'll be made into a movie one day. Who would you like to play you?
Hey, that's a good idea. I'm going to make that into a movie for the YouTube channel.
Oh, God.
We're going to call it An Adventure of a Herblorist.
I videoed myself doing a puzzle box in 1 minute 40 seconds last night.
Oh, that's good. Did you post it on RuneWire?
No.
You should have. That's what it's for, you know?
I recorded it at, like, 9:30 because I was waiting up for the Half-Life event. And also because I was trying to help someone in clan chat on MSN with one, but they had a lot of trouble with it. And then I got one. I said, I'll record it. But I didn't actually realize I had the sound input from my headset in, and you can hear me sort of breathing heavily and muttering to myself while I'm doing it. It sounds quite disturbing. So I'd post it, but I'd try and edit out the audio.
Yeah, see, if you had a Mac, you could edit it easily.
But I want self-respect, not a Mac.
Anyways, back to these. There's about, let me count how many potions. 3, 6, there's 8 new potions. 9 if you include the overload.
I like the anti-fire one, so you don't have to, you know, you can use two-handed weapons.
Yeah, it looks like a nice kind of purpley color too, you know?
Yeah, and isn't sort of, you add something to an original?
Yeah, yeah. But the trick is they have to be a 3-dose potion.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah, so most of us have 4-dose potions, so.
They should just abolish 3-dose. Let's just make it all 4.
Well, no, because the water, like, Herblore has always been about the 3-dose potion initially, you know? That'd be bad to change it.
Why would it be bad?
It would also upset the market because, what's going to take the place of a 3-dose in the marketplace, you know, because there's already 1
Nothing.
And 2.
It would either be incomplete. Yeah, they would just be made with 4 doses. Just seems, you know, it's like they show as it is, where there is only demand for 4-dose potions, really, is a little bit silly.
I just choked on my drink.
Good for you.
Anyways, first up is the Recover Special, which you take a super energy potion and combine it with a papaya. When you do this, it'll recover.
That's the one PvPers weren't very happy about more than others.
Huh?
That's the one PvPers weren't very happy about.
Oh, why?
Well, the ability to.
Recover special bars, right? Can only be used once every 30 seconds.
I guess that's not so. Yeah, I don't know. I guess in conjunction
with the
other.
You have plenty of time to run away if you get hit by a Dragon Claw special after someone uses this, you know?
But what about the Dark Bow?
Oh, true. I never thought about the Dark Bow, but who really uses Dark Bows in combat?
If they were extremely efficient killing machines, quite a lot of people.
Like Terminators?
Yes, because I hear Terminators play RuneScape.
Yeah, they must like ranging skills, because, you know, Terminators have, like, little laser beams that they can fly out of their hand, you know?
So Why are we even theorizing this?
That'd probably be close to, like, the ranging skill, you know?
Yes, close, but actually I'd say it'd be closer to magic.
Oh, yeah, true. Anyways. Next up is the Super Anti-Fire, which Brad said. You combine Phoenix Feather with a Anti-Fire Potion, and you get a complete protection from Dragonfire, removing the need to wield the Dragonfire Shield. So,
is it 6 minutes like the original Anti-Fire?
I'd assume so.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Imagine like being able to use a God Sword at the Mithril Dragons or Steel Dragons or something, you know?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Next up is Extreme Attack, Extreme Strength, and Extreme Defense, which go without saying what they do. They boost it.
5 to 26?
Yeah, that's right. So if you have 99 of one of the skills, you get 125 out of 99.
But isn't it a random boost?
No, it goes based on level just like any other potion.
Oh, right. Sorry, my mistake.
Yeah. The Extreme Attack requires a Vanto, Extreme Strength requires a Dwarf Weed, and the Extreme Defense requires Lantadimi as the tertiary ingredient. And then, moving on, we got Extreme Magic at 91, which you combine a Ground Mud Rune. There are some quests you had to do to grind Mud Runes up. I think it was the Glaufrey quest. I'm not entirely sure, though.
Well, Path of Glaufrey.
Yeah. What it does is it takes the magic spell attacks, anything that's like a combat-based one, and applies 40 more damage to it. So if you're using a staff, they did the 10% from the staff in the stack, so you can hit up to 50% more. So that means now that Ice Barrage hits up to 45.
Yeah.
Stop typing.
I'm looking this thing up. Thomas.
What are you looking up?
Mud runes.
Okay.
Eyes of Glaufrey.
Okay. And then there's the extreme ranging at level 92, which requires a ranging potion and 5 Grenwall spikes. So once again, adding something in for the hunter, because you know nobody really fights or captures those Paya and Grenwall, because to capture Grenwall you need Paya meat, and to capture Paya you need papaya. So, it's safe to say that the extreme ranging potion will be one that's high priced because, well, not many people are doing that. And I think if I had more time in my RuneScape career right now and I wasn't doing agility, I'd probably sit down and look into doing that.
Hang on a second, were you just talking about money?
Yeah, I was, for some reason.
Neglected to mention these things aren't tradable.
Yeah, I forgot about that. There's a little tilde next to him that says they're untradable.
So, again, this is almost going to make 96 Herblore a requirement for being a good DKer.
Yeah, because, well, you could do it with, you could do it with level 92 if you're a ranger primarily, because that would cover the defense side of it and the ranging side of it.
I think the non-tradable part is
it's good,
really, because
it's good.
Sort of it gives a real incentive to train skill.
Because if you think about it, nobody else really has any incentive to train Herblore, because you can buy pretty much in every other potion except these, right?
Yeah, I think they should sort of start doing things like this with pretty much all the skills.
Yeah.
You know, having some sort of a benefit to the skill that is only of use to you.
Yeah,
and is not tradable.
And at high level like this, too.
Yeah.
So. And then, of course, at 94 is the Super Prayer, which requires wyvern bone meal, so skeletal wyvern bones that have been crushed up. And you get 7 to 41 prayer points for that, so that's just wow.
That's high.
Yeah. Then, of course, there's
You have an inventory full of those, you know, monsters that require prayer, like, well, mithril dragons or steel dragons or, you know...
That's all you need.
What's the Slayer monster you have to use prayer to kill? I forget which one. In the Slayer Tower. Is it Aberrant Spectres?
Yes, magic prayer for those.
Stuff like that. Just imagine how many you could kill with an inventory of those.
Yeah, but the thing to remember about the Spectres is that most of the time you end up having to leave before your supplies run out because they drop so many herbs.
Oh, yeah.
So. Then at 96 is the Overload Potion, which requires the Extreme Attack, Strength, Defense, Magic, and Ranging Potions, and you combine them with a Torstal.
And it gives you all the benefits, but it does take 50 hit points off.
Yeah, which you can recover by eating, so.
So it's almost like Ceratamin Bruce?
Yeah, pretty much. But also the levels stay boosted for 5 minutes without going down.
Yeah, and they don't gradually drop like other potions, do they?
Yeah. So
is that just for the overload, or is that the same for
all these?
That's
just for the overload.
Just for the overload.
Yeah. At least I think so. I'm pretty sure that's the case because I remember
seeing. Well, you've got the herb law. You should have tested it, Jane.
Well, I remember seeing it going down to 120, but it might have been like that. I'm not entirely sure though, but I'm willing to bet that it's just the overload doing that because it's a special thing like that, and that'd be rather that'd be a little too powerful. Because then, what would the point of overload be? You know.
Yeah.
And you get hit 10 damage. And then with that, after that, your body kind of like flickers in and out, you know? So.
Don't you get the hit points back after the boost?
Yeah, you get it back after.
So that could be potentially good if you're fighting and you're sort of on 20 hit points. And the stat boost goes out, and you suddenly get healed up back to 70.
Yeah,
it's almost like a one-time heal. That would be useful.
Yeah,
you know, clever use of game mechanics. I believe it's called.
Yeah, I don't know. I like this update. I'm going to give it a 5.
I'll give it a 4.
Okay, but one final question is: I don't know. Do you think they'll stay this way next week?
I don't know. I mean, should really have looked into this more, but I did hear a lot of rumbling from people about how it was sort of going to have an insane effect on the PvP worlds and Bounty Hunter and things like that, but I can see them being tweaked slightly, but I can't really see either, so I think they'll just leave it.
Yeah.
Like, it'll just be one of those things. It's just, you know, an advantage if you have 96 herb.
Yeah, one thing I was thinking about was maybe making the Overlord potions run down.
Overlord,
you know? But I don't know, then what do you do about like the prayer ones? The prayer and the boost ones are fine, but I don't know, the magic one seems a little, but I don't know, other things can hit up to 45, so I guess that's okay, right?
Yeah, I sort of think outside of PvP, these sort of the overload and the various other potions don't have that many sort of uses besides maybe wars.
I just want to interject here in a editing kind of fashion to say that as of October 9th, 2009, the extreme potions have been tweaked, and they are now disabled in the PvP worlds and all the other kind of PvP worlds, such as the Bounty and Bounty Plus One, Castle Wars, Clan Wars, Duel Arena, Soul Wars, and the Tazar Fight Pits. So as we can see, this is sort of, as we predicted, something would happen. This seems a little bit kind of caving into the PvP community, as has been done before by a slightly vocal minority of people who don't exactly feel as though that they need to work on a non-combat skill in order to do successful in the combat aspect of the game, which is a topic for next week's show. So I'll leave it at that and let you guys interpret what I've said. I don't know, it might be a good idea to take some of these to boss takedown, you know? which happens every Saturday. You can vote on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com.
I thought the voting was done on RuneWire for that.
Well, sort of. But the topic is posted on the site, and the voting is done on RuneWire. So, RuneWire or the forums, but both will teach you where to go. You should come to one of those one day.
Aren't they on Saturdays?
Yeah.
No, I won't be here.
See, he's got other commitments.
I have weekend commitments.
Yeah. He's had weekend commitments for as long as I've known him.
Yeah, but it's been different commitments.
That's too bad. But anyways,
this one's more of a choice, but I'm just used to it.
Herb lore is a great skill, so if your herb lore level's a little low, why not? You know?
Yep.
Anyways, what's up next?
Also, it would be worthwhile to note that this update has sent the price of herbs and herb seeds skyrocketing, because suddenly everybody wants 96 herb lore. So if you are thinking of getting it, I would leave off buying herbs for at least a few weeks if we let the price.
Farm your own herbs.
And if you have herbs and you don't care about this update, sell, sell, sell. Now.
I don't know.
Anyway,
Farming is the best way to go about the herbs, you know?
Yeah, but the herb seed prices have been going up as well.
Yeah, but still, you can make money off them. Anyways, photo booth and forum avatars.
Yay, photo booth.
Did you take a picture of yourself?
Do you think they stole this from Mac, Shane?
No. Why would I
think
that?
I looked at it, but I didn't actually take a picture.
You should go. It's like the best high-quality picture of your face we've ever seen.
Wow.
This place is located by the Makeover Mage, southeast of Falador. I mean, southwest of Falador. And I basically go into the booth. There's a flash, and an imp appears, and then it set as your forum avatar. So, yeah, it's quite interesting seeing what everyone's face looks like on the forums and everything. But
I can't remember. I mean, because I look at that picture of your face, and I think my face looks slightly different.
They all look the same, actually, except for the hair.
They?
Yeah.
Really? It's weird, because yours looks different to mine.
Even the eye color's the same. Which doesn't make much sense.
I think your hair looks too long for you, Shane.
Well, it's either that or really, really short.
Looks too long, Shane.
Anyways, I was going to say something else about this.
Why do you have black cav? Black cav is so 2005.
Why not? I like it. What would you rather I wear?
Top hat.
No, that's you. But yeah, you're giving me it when you go away.
No, I'm not. You aren't awesome enough to pull off the top hat look, Shane.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could see these kind of high detail kind of pictures, like in-game, you know?
Well, you do on the little chat screens.
No, I mean like in-game, like when you're walking around.
But you'd have to really zoom in on someone's face to appreciate
it. Yeah, why not?
Because would you spend all your time zooming in on people's faces?
Yeah, if they're people I know.
But as you just said, they all look the same, so it'd be cool to see.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying if they could change their face, you know, and change their eye color.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the RuneScape people will eventually look like real people, you know?
They like, sort of do look like real people now. It's not like they look like some sort of other species.
No. I mean, like, when you're walking around, because if you look at my small picture, I have no mouth, and my nose is just a little, little outdent, you know?
Mm.
So, I hope that moves on later. Tweaks and fixes. Right-click operation. So, like, for the Amulet of Glory, you now manage to teleport to each location without having to go through a secondary menu. Same is also true for the Cabbage Port. So, after the right-click operations, player's list is now randomized to prevent preferences by IP. So, people who used to have a certain IP address would get a certain preference into, like, which order they were served. Now it's completely random.
Aww.
That's good.
Is it really?
Yeah. And you can now navigate the world map by arrow keys.
I didn't realize that. I thought you could always do that.
I thought so too.
Sure is what I know.
Also, in the release notes, lots of graphical tweaks this week. And I mean lots. Take a look at how many there are. There are lots of them. Lots, lots, lots. Oh, and Mod Srolly has a picture. Look at all these pictures. See, they all look the same.
Link me.
Oh, jeez. It's in the wiki. It's a link in there to the release notes.
Thank you.
But, yeah, lots of tweaks this week in the release notes, so check them out if there's anything that's interesting to you. Apparently, before, you were able to add your previous display name to your friends and ignore lists.
Oh, I've just found one I like. I like the avatar with the gas mask from that quest in West.coin. That's the best.
Was that what you're wearing right now?
A gas mask?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Another thing is they added a new emote called the curtsy, which is an emote for female players, which you access by right-clicking on the bow menu.
Wow.
I didn't know what a curtsy was until I tried it.
Yeah, I think there were some people talking about that in Clan Chat yesterday who didn't know what a curtsy was, which I found quite... So it's the female equivalent of a bow, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Have you ever done one?
No, because I'm man, Shane. I expect you have, though. Shane's not a man. He's a woman.
Brad says that he wanted to be a princess, and he did his little curtsy thing.
Yeah, Shane, that clip doesn't bother me. You can play it in the Half-Life 2 server all you want. It does not bother me.
That was Paul, by the way, that was playing it.
Who cares?
Anyways, so... There's a tweaks and fixes for this week.
Even when I'm not there.
Huh?
You play that sound even when I'm not there.
Yeah.
Sad acts.
Developer blog player visits. Basically, they rehashed what they did when everybody came to visit Jagex. And they got a nice picture at the end of everybody outside a merry-go-round.
Wow.
That looks like fun, don't you think?
Yeah, aren't you bitter they didn't invite you?
Well, no, not really. I would have liked to go, though. I would have taken a day or so in there to come see you. You could have come there, you know.
Is that the picture of all the people?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the JMOD.
Yeah, that's the JMOD group. That's a lot of them.
There have been a couple of pictures this week on the official Jagex Twitter of, like, some meeting they had in a tent.
Oh, really? Okay.
See those.
Have you ever been to Cambridge?
Yeah, I've been to Cambridge.
Okay. How long ago?
Last time I went, I think I drove through there a couple of months back, but actually went there. Probably a couple of years.
You could have went to go visit Dr. Bob. That's where he lives, Cambridge.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. On the official Jagex mod lob at the launch of RuneScape in India.
Mod Rob.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Anyway, moving on.
Oh. Andrew, mod MMG, mod Ryan, and mod Slake getting ready for a serious meeting. They look like they're having fun.
Yeah, they shouldn't be having fun. They should be pumping out decent updates. I'm sorry, right? But that picture of Andrew, he does look stupid. I mean, there's another picture of him where he looks fine. Actually, they all look stupid in that
Which
picture.
One's Andrew?
Andrew's the one on the left.
Okay.
Mod MMG's right.
Oh,
Mod MMG is the one with the black t-shirt on.
That's his worst update ever?
Yeah, and Andrew is the one to our left, his right.
Yeah, Andrew looks sort of like a programmer type, you know?
Programmer type.
Yeah. And MMG looks like this guy from 24.
That's the other picture of them where...
Yeah.
He looks quite young, actually, isn't he?
Yeah, they do. They're in their 30s.
Yeah, Andrew looks quite young. Andrew could pass for 20s.
Yeah, that's good.
There you go.
That's
there you
good,
go, if you're listening, Andrew. There's a compliment. I have redeemed myself.
So anyways, check out that and their Twitter account for all the little pictures on here. That's nice, you know?
And they also gave us a shout-out on their Twitter account. Well, not us, the update, but RuneWire.
Yeah, that's good. Next up, Jagex store updates, including a t-shirt that says, Worst Update Ever.
Which, there's lots of pictures of various stat, well, with mod MMG.
Yeah. You want to buy one?
No.
They have a triple XL.
Yeah, that's probably the size they sell the most of. That's the size you'd need, Shane.
I don't think so.
And what size are you then? Come on, tell us your t-shirts.
L or XL. Depends on the store.
I'm M.
Okay. Well, you should order one and then post a picture of it. Why not? It'd be fun.
Because. No, Shane, I'm not wasting my money on that.
I also got ones that say Mugger Level 6, Rare and Fun Orb, Let's Bounce. What do they mean by Let's Bounce?
I don't know.
Anyways. Postbag from the Hedge, number 42. Nothing really jumped out at me this time, except they got a rather stern-looking picture of the wise old man. Wise old man needs you.
It's like,
it's creepy.
Lord, who, how was it? It was on that picture. Lord, I've forgotten his name.
RuneScape-based?
No! There was a
Lord Kelvin?
Was it Kelvin?
I don't know.
There was a famous British lord where they had a, you know, the no, it wasn't Lord Kelvin. Your country needs you picture. It was Lord, I can't think of his name, it's the tip of my tongue. Lord Kitchener, that's it. Lord Kitchener.
As you can see, Brad's not royalty.
Shut up.
But they also got a new players gallery.
There's some pretty impressive ones.
Yeah, which one do you like best?
I like, there's a lot of good ones. I like the third one from the left on the top.
So the guy dressed up going to Bandos?
Bandos warrior color. Okay. That's very good. The one underneath there of looking at the panorama in Edgeville, that's quite good.
Yeah, that one's my favorite.
And also, I actually do like the one on the far right of the Slayer. That's quite good. They're all good. They're all better than I could do.
Yeah. I like the penguin bobbleheads.
That's quite good, yeah.
I'd like to have some of those on my desk. If Jagex brought those into the store, I'd buy them.
Yeah, well, Shane, that's how sad you are. You also want a little plushie with a farming cape.
Oh, yeah, I know. That'd be so great. You know, now that they have, like, a photo booth, you could go to the photo booth and say, take picture,
well,
and then...
You could pick items, Shane. You could pick black cat.
I know. I know. And then you could say take picture, and then it would link you off to the Jagex store to buy a plushie of your character the way you're dressed.
That's sad.
I'd do that, you know.
For a 22-year-old to want that is sad.
Why not? I've seen all sorts of people have weird things on their desk. I like to think my desk is fairly normal. Right now, all I got here is my pens, the Xbox controller, some papers, and then on my tower sits my NX-01 little silver thing, binary clock, model of some space needle thing, some warrior, and a little license plate that says the boss.
Why do you have a license plate that says the boss?
I got it as a gift.
You're not the boss.
I got it as a gift from Mike.
Mike thinks you're the boss.
I don't know. Maybe.
Shane's the boss, not.
And, of course, five new wallpapers featuring the Bando... Or not the Bandos, what am I saying? The God Wars people fighting over the River Lum. And each one of the other four God Wars-type peoples. So, would you use one of these?
No.
This one with the River Lum is... Is the same one that they have on the loading screen of the game.
Yeah, loading screen.
I don't know. They all seem pretty good. General Gradar, Kriara, Krill. I don't know how to say that.
The concept part is a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah. And in-game, these things are starting to look like the person, you know?
Yeah.
But that's good.
Certainly come a long way since we started this podcast first time.
Concept art drawn in pencil and posted as a wallpaper. Yay.
No. Holy crap, that woman has wings.
That's the Sarah Doman Guardian. Commander.
Why doesn't she have Zelyanya?
I don't know. Luckily, they gave her. Luckily, they gave her enough clothes. You know,
if she's going into combat, her knees and the very top of her chest are very exposed.
Yeah, that could be painful. You know.
Yeah.
That's why you should always wear clothes when you go into battle.
Always wear clothes. Yeah, when you go into battle, don't go underprepared.
Yeah, that's right. Because if you don't, that could cause some problems. That would be very painful.
You could get a knife stuck in you. A sword, I mean, not.
Yeah.
You get a knife stuck in you walking down the street of a British town.
Really?
Yeah, knife crimes got worse, yeah.
Oh.
In the inner city places, mostly.
Yeah, well, that's the way things go, sadly. There are ways to deal with it,
Canada.
But nobody wants to deal with it like
blame
that.
Blame Canada. Blame Canada. Seems that everything went wrong since Canada came along. Blame Canada. That's what Stephen Harper should have sung on his stupid little piano thing.
I don't think so.
On question.
Okie dokie. Time to move on to questions. First one's an audio question from a fellow named Randy Arnold.
Hey, Shannon, Brad, and any other guests on the show. This is Randy from RSBNB Forums and RuneScape. I was wondering, how do you guys feel about the Merch Clan discussion? Do you care about Merch Clans? Do you think there should be bannable offense for the scammer ones? Do you think they're messing up the RuneScape economy? Just your comments. Thanks for answering, Randy.
I like this question.
I think deliberately manipulating the economy should be a bannable offense.
Yeah, I have to agree to an extent because these merchanting clans are sort of like insider trading, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Because the people at the top know when everything is gonna fall down, and they make huge amounts of profit off it. So I think it should be bannable. Well, maybe not bannable, but somehow kind of mitigated. But the thing
is,
how
can you mitigate that?
I don't know. That's the problem because the only way would be to kind of like control the economy more. But, you know, with a controlled economy, prices don't flow as they should, which we've seen before with the lower price caps and everything. So it's really a catch-22 situation of what to do. Like, you can't control the economy somehow to make them disappear, but yet you can't just ban these people because they'll come back, you know? And they're not specifically doing anything against the 15 or whatever RuneScape-related rules. So, I don't know. What'd you do?
I have no idea how to deal with it, but I do think it should be something that Jagex takes an active interest in.
Yeah. Like, if you think about it, these merchanting clans have lots and lots of people in them. One way that they might be able to do that is if the people at the top have, if we assume that they have the most quantity of something, say, for instance, like, I don't know, say, like, maple logs, just as an example, not that those would ever be merchanted, but if, say, a leader had a huge amount of those, what they could do is take those and watch for a huge amount of these being dumped, and then any subsequent dumps, it would kind of not allow that many to enter into the market at the same time.
Yeah, that could be a possible way. Restrictions on people found to be doing this sort of thing, restrictions on how much they could trade.
Because there's no restriction on how much you can sell, just how much you can buy.
Yeah, I think that would potentially be one of the best ways.
Yeah, so that might be one of the ways to do it. I'm not sure on anything else, though. Price ceilings and price caps, those will create shortages in the end. So if you put a ceiling on how high this can go, then, well, the market's going to become stalled until it works its way out, so that's not a good idea, but yeah, it is a problem, and Jagex should definitely be looking at it. Anything else on that part?
Nothing else.
The second one came in through text, says, what is your feel on the U.S. healthcare issue? I think it's sad there are so many people without healthcare. Thanks for answering. That's from Randy.
I think the right is being incredibly stupid about it.
You know, I have to agree with that to a certain extent, because if you if you look at the dynamics of the Republican Party of the U.S., they're based on, of course, big corporate donations. And what are healthcare providers? They're big corporations.
Exactly, insurance companies. So when Obama says, I want to give a public option so that poor people can have cheap health insurance, big business, you know, is pissed off, you know, threatens to slash funding to the Republicans unless they stop it. Republicans stop it.
Yeah.
Although some of the calls from, you know, the Glenn Becks and Sean Hannitys of this world have been, you know, extremely, you know, sensationalist, like, you know, saying it's socialized medicine. The only sort of thing that's even, like, you know, you might be able to vaguely say was a little bit socialist was the idea of a public option. But even so, that's not really socialist. That's not really privatization.
We both have that here and
yeah.
in the UK.
But it's just an insurance option, though. It's not like they were trying to privatize. It's as if they're trying to nationalize the entire health service, is it?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's just, you know, that's how the right
spreads their top.
Its message.
They use scare yeah. tactics and stuff.
Scare tactics, yeah, misinformation.
I don't know. We've been having a little debate here, too, in Alberta about healthcare because our healthcare system isn't exactly the best, but changes are needed. But for some reason, whenever the word private comes up, people start running around and start grouping in little groups of 30 outside the provincial legislature. But from this, I looked into some other healthcare systems, and there's one system that sort of does seem like it would be a good idea to me. Basically, the way it works is that you're given health insurance. Basically, it comes out of your paycheck. Everybody gets it, and if you're not working, well, that's where the extra comes from. Those kind of people get it. But also, you do have the ability to get sort of like a bit of an enhanced service. And then in this system, hospitals, doctors, and everything are privately run, but they get paid by the government insurance plan. That seems sort of ideal for me, with the ability to be
yeah.
able to
I think it
like
depends
that.
Very much. If you're talking about what you would do in a sort of like a brand new state, yeah, that would probably be the best idea. But I mean, England, for example, we have the National Health Service. I mean, no government in their right mind, no matter where they were on the political spectrum, would ever try and dismantle the NHS because it would just be a complete disaster. So basically, any political party elected in this country has got to invest a certain amount in the NHS because it's already been nationalised. It's been nationalised for the past 60-odd years. I'm not sure exactly when, but it was Lloyd George first proposed that. I think in a place like America, it would be as much of a disaster if they did try to nationalize healthcare, but that's not what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
All he's trying to do is make sure everyone or most people have cover.
Which is a noble call.
It's a noble cause, yes. And a very just one as well.
And like anybody touching healthcare here, it tends to be political suicide.
Yeah, I think
it
would be political
wrong.
Suicide for anybody to suggest dismantling the NHS.
And the one thing people here fail to realize is that each province handles their own healthcare, but what their healthcare systems have to do and can do and can't do is regulated by something called the Canada Health Act. So technically you're breaking the Constitution, or no, not the Constitution, but something, a very high law like that, if you're going outside the Canada Health Act. So
anyway, we've discussed our things and our take on the USA healthcare. Next question. thank you for those questions, Randy, the audio. Remember, audios are good, everybody. We want audios.
Questions at rsbnb.com is where you can send them.
Email them. Shane and Brad, if you could go back to any time period and meet one person, who would it be and why? The one person I would really like to meet, and this is probably extremely sad because it's not that long ago, but I'd like to go back to the 80s and I'd like to meet Margaret Thatcher. When she was there's or either that or possibly during the Second World War when Churchill was Prime Minister, but there's no other big historical figure besides those two that I'd really want to meet.
I'd want to go meet Hitler.
That would be interesting.
It would. I don't know. Maybe
he was
also
probably quite a nice fellow in person. Just, you know, just when he was on the job, you know, and he got these strange ideas in his head.
Maybe some other ones like Lenin or Marx, you know.
Oh, yeah, that would have been interesting.
Or maybe Darwin or Einstein, you know.
Yeah, the trouble is, just one. But let's say, you know, you had to pick one person. One, just one.
Oh, if I had to pick one who could kind of, like, oh, I don't know, being the physics person that I am, I'd have to say Einstein.
I'd go with Thatcher. Even though it was not that. I could meet her now, but she's got dementia and she, you know.
She'd probably hit you with her walking stick.
Probably wouldn't know who I was. Well, of course she wouldn't know who I was, that's a given, but, you know, I'd like to have met when she was in her prime, you know, in government.
Didn't you meet her on the train one day?
I've never met Margaret Thatcher on the train.
Yeah.
Her and
Ronald Reagan holding hands?
That was a dream.
Okay.
Okay, but I'll basically quickly go through this story. Basically, the day before I was due to go on the train, which was actually like three... did I say it on the show? Like,
yeah, you did.
Okay, yeah, I said it 3 weeks ago. If you didn't listen to that show, listen to it.
Second part.
Also, if you could make any invention that we'd be able to use in the near future, what would it be and why? This is saying you have the money and items to make it. Any invention. I'd like an invention that could... I don't know, I'd like a car that could fly.
That's real typical, you know?
Yes, it's almost a cliche, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a car that could fly and go in water, so like a boat fly car. I know they make cars that can go in the water, but they don't make them that can fly.
Yeah, that'd be good, you know?
Or a flying boat that you could drive on the roads.
So like an Inspector Gadget kind of deal?
I have no idea about inventions. I'm not an inventor. I'm not an innovator.
I'd like something. I'd work on this neural interface thing. Basically, it would allow you to put your brain on the internet, and it would basically allow you to use your body as kind of an interface into the computers and the internet.
I've got a better one. I'd create a vaccination that could cure people of right-wing beliefs.
That's not possible.
Well, it is. It's a mental illness, Shane.
No, it's not. Oh, it's not. Anyways, those were from Italy for Life.
Thank you for the question.
Brad's not an inventor.
I'm not.
But I am.
But I would like to cure you of your right-wing mental illness, Shane.
Shane and Brad, how often do you go to the cinema?
I believe we had this question actually a while ago, and it's sort of... it's very sporadic for me. It really depends what's on. I'm not one of these people who just goes to the cinema, you know, every 2 weeks or something and sees what's ever on. I only go if I know there's something I want to see. And I haven't been there. I think the last film I saw was... I can't remember. I think it must have been. It was like... it's been a couple of months at least.
Okay. Last time... well, it's pretty much like Brad, but whenever there's something that's interesting, I'll go. Last time was a few weeks back. Went to see District 9. And before that was back in May twice. First one for Star Trek, second time for Terminator.
I think that was the last film I saw.
Ooh. Star Trek?
Yes.
That's good. You know, I'm doing pretty good this year. 3 movie visits in a year. That's good.
I'd say I probably go maybe an average of maybe 6, 7, 8 times a year. That's usually the number of films that are released in a year that I want to see.
Okay.
Also, what is your favorite movie snack and drink? Well, if I'm at the cinema, popcorn, salted, none of that sweet shit.
Ew, salted.
Salted, not sweet. Sweet's horrible. And drink, I just usually have a Coke. That's okay. The only time I drink Coke anymore.
Yeah, pretty much the same, except here you have 2 choices. You can either get what's called margarine. You know margarine?
Yes.
And
it's called margarine.
Okay. Or butter. I get a smidgen of margarine. I don't know. I just can't stand the butter.
Margarine.
Whatever. It's the same thing.
Margarine.
Okay, margarine. That sounds
there
like,
you go.
That sounds like a woman's name.
That's Marjorie.
Okay. And, just Coke, Pepsi, whatever they
That's
have.
That's nasty. That's like, how butter popcorn is nasty. It's too sweet.
Sweet?
It's sweet.
Really? It's salty here.
You said you hated salty.
No.
And notice how this next question he only asked me, Brad, what is your favorite alcoholic beverage? Shane has never had a drink in his life at the age of 22.
They got a plan for when we all meet up or whatever, that there's going to be like three of them holding me down while someone...
Who's these people who have the plan?
Let's see. Chief, Kala, and Paul are going to hold me down while you pour something down my throat.
So I'm going to be the one doing the pouring?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good role to have. But anyway, my favorite alcoholic beverage, I don't actually drink that much or that regularly. I'm not a big fan of beer. I actually do like spirits. I usually like gin and tonic, I'd say, is probably my favorite, which, even though that's a drink that old women, you know, the term middle-aged women drink, it is something I like. But I also do like a whiskey. Whiskey's quite nice, but I don't drink it very often. Gin and tonic. Oh, Pimm's. Pimm's is nice as well. That's like a cocktail thing.
Okay.
It's not a cocktail, really. It's just a mix of fruit and... It's gin-based, so yeah, I'd just go with gin.
Remember that time when you and MQ were swapping German drinking stories about how you drank that stuff that was illegal or something?
Yeah, I've had illegal alcohol.
Tell us about that one.
I'm not going into that. Oh. I don't want to elaborate on illegal things I've done in a public domain. It wasn't illegal. It was questionable.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah, and then once he came in from somewhere and he walked into the door.
Because I had one glass of wine, I wasn't drunk. It was a glass door. Luckily, okay. I didn't smash it, actually, in hindsight. Anyway, so thank you for those three questions, Marco. Brad, what is your opinion on Nick Griffin being on Question Time? And why doesn't the Monster Raving Loony Party have more seats? Look at their manifesto. I think some of their policies are great. I want to preface this question by saying Nick Griffin is the leader of the BNP, the British National Party. And to anybody who doesn't know, they are a far-right party, and basically a lot of what they want to do is... They're basically considered racist by the majority of people in the country. And, you know, one of their policies is, you know, if they get elected, they want to pay immigrants money to return back home. And, you know, they want to stop immigration completely and stuff like this, blah, blah, blah. And basically the argument was in the European elections for the European Parliament back in June, they got two seats, which is the first time they've ever got sort of anything on that bigger scale. What's that?
I don't know.
Stop drawing. Anyway, and basically since then there's been like this big hoo-ha in British politics about how bad they are and how terrible they are. Nick Griffin, their leader, as the question says, is being on a show called Question Time, which is a show which is on every Thursday, actually be on in half an hour. It might be that one. I might have to watch that. And basically lots of members of Parliament and political commentators take questions from the audience. And basically a lot of people argued that letting him go on Question Time was legitimizing his party and his beliefs.
Oh, God.
Which, personally, I think is an entirely stupid viewpoint, because the way I see it, we shouldn't be in the practice of saying we don't like what you stand for and what you agree with, so therefore we should exclude you from any kind of roundtable discussion, you know? It's sort of like, for example, after they won their two seats in the European Parliament, the leader, Nick Griffin, and the other guy who got the other seat, they were giving like a press conference just outside Westminster. And a group of people from some group called like, I think it was like something against fascism, wankers against fascism. But basically stormed up, threw an egg at him, and basically chased them off. Now, I think that's extremely ironic that a group that, you know, is against fascism tries to, you know, chase away and silence people they don't agree with, which is a fascist tactic. I'm not sure if they can see the irony there, but basically I can sum up my viewpoints on this by saying, you know, I do not agree with what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. We're a democracy, after all. They were elected... democratically, and that's not the fault of politicians.
Good. If they're elected democratically, they can do what they want.
Yeah, that's the fault of the British public, and we shouldn't be saying that, oh, you know, we should exclude them. they were voted in legally.
So when they say they want to cut immigrants down and send them home, like, are they talking about quotas or all immigrants?
I think I don't know. It's I think they want all immigrants gone, basically. Basically, they also, when they say immigrants, they basically don't want anyone in this country besides white British people. They want everyone else out, which is obviously where the racism thing goes for, and it's pretty probably true. But yeah, like I said, I don't think, in spite of all the, you know, the hatred and the bigotry in their policies, I don't think they should be excluded from any sort of forum for that reason. Because we are a democracy. They were democratically elected.
Kenny says he thinks some of their policies are great.
No, sorry. This is a completely different part of the question. There's a party here called the Monster Raving Loony Party, which is like a joke political party. They actually stand at elections, but they've never won a seat, and they usually come in last. And they just have... I'll go and read out some of their policies, because they do have some pretty funny policies. Well, pretty random policies.
You know, I can't stand parties that do that. You know, it's like...
It's just they don't take themselves too seriously.
You're wasting taxpayers' money. Stop.
No, there's basically... They've got loads, but the first proposal is cool on the outside. To combat global warming and climate change, all buildings should be fitted with air conditioning units on the outside. Let's see the other ones. Prison food. The problem of prison overcrowding and increased crime will be solved easily by issuing a compulsory contract on McDonald's to do all prison catering. Conservative estimates suggest a 50% reduction in crime rates within 2 years, with 0% reoffender figures. GCSE lottery. This is the exams you take at 16 at school, GCSEs. It is proposed that before the beginning of exams, the exam board will select a certain obscure phrase which will be kept secret. If any pupil inadvertently writes this phrase in any exam, he or she will automatically receive straight A star grades. Safe tractors. Ban tractors from driving on roads they can drive across the fields. Scary terrorists. Ban all terrorists from having beards as they look scary.
Okay, I think that's good. We get the point of the party.
You should put a list to this, because there's like loads of
them. I think he linked it in the question. I just didn't get to put it in, but I will. Thank you, Kenny. And he doesn't have a question for me. That's okay.
I need to read out one more policy on Iraq. Since Iraq needs to have a proper infrastructure before they can govern themselves, I propose, and we send out our traffic wardens out to Iraq to give out parking tickets to American jeeps and tanks illegally parked, thereby raising much-needed revenue for the Iraqi government. That's funny.
That's not funny.
Shane doesn't find it funny because he has no sense of humor. Thank you for the questions.
Dear Brad and Shane, okay, go
have
ahead.
Either of you ever had to move, or have you stayed in the same place all your life? My dad is an officer in the US Navy, so we've moved a lot. I've never lived in one place more than 3 years, and I've moved 8 times. I've moved once. I've only lived in 2 different places, Gloucester and Berlin.
Yeah, but houses?
Yeah, a couple of houses, but I thought he meant like general area.
Oh, okay. I've lived
in pretty much the same general area.
Okay, that's good to know.
How about you, Shane?
Yeah, same general area. We don't move around that much. But I would like to, you know, kind of say goodbye to everything and just kind of disappear, you know? But second part?
Also, Brad, what is your favorite Rise Against song? Broken English, which I believe was on Revolutions Per Minute. That was the album.
Okay.
Thank you.
Those are from German Island. Dear Shane and Brad, do you guys believe in the multiverse theory?
What is the multiverse theory?
Basically, it's this theory that says that there's multiple parallel universes, and rather than they all existed sort of the same kind of plane, you know, and then everything that can happen does happen in the multiverse.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah,
but
it's to do with physics, so I'm not surprised you haven't heard of it.
I've heard of it. I don't necessarily believe.
I think it's something that needs to have more research put onto it, because if it does have more research put onto it and we can figure this kind of thing out. Eventually, it could lead to all sorts of profound implications, like being able to create our own artificial little wormholes to travel to different points in the galaxy, also eventually being able to do time travel. But one thing with the multiverse theory is that it says if you're time traveling, when you're time traveling, you're not modifying your own universe, you're modifying that other parallel universe, so any changes you make are only going to affect that one and not your own. Brad?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting, but I don't think it's necessarily true.
Oh, come on. We'll see one day. This is why all science is either physics or stamp collecting.
No, that's bullshit. So do you think in another universe there's another Brad and another Shane recording another update, except you're good and I'm bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean the other way around. You mean the other way around, where I'm the evil one?
I'm not evil, Shane. I'm awesome and you're not.
Also, what should I get 99 in? Don't say farming, Shane.
He's
free to play.
Fishing. He's 70, his high skill is 79 fishing.
Okay.
Yeah, get a fishing. Okay. It won't take that long. If you fly fish at the river by Barbarian Village and drop the fish, it shouldn't take you that long.
Okay.
But that is no profit.
Those are from Regnanth.
Thank you for the questions, Regnanth.
I don't know. I should have got some physics guy on here who knows about the multiverse theory more than you do.
Yawn, Shane. Nobody cares.
They should.
Dear Shane. Nobody cares, Shane. Go sit in the corner and cry. Dear Shane and Mr. Bradley, I know both of you have been playing RuneScape for a reasonably long time, and I'd like to know what keeps you motivated to play. Recently, I've been having trouble playing, and I find it more and more difficult to stick to my goals. Instead, I just mess around with PvP and etc. I think it's difficult to say what keeps... I sort of left for 2.5 years before coming back now. So it's, you know, asking me what is keeps me motivated is difficult, since I wasn't motivated to play RuneScape for a long time. But I'd say it's just, if you're not motivated to play it and you don't get enjoyment from playing, then don't play it. Do something else you do enjoy with your free time.
Good. What motivates me primarily is the goals.
Yeah, if the goals alone don't motivate you, which he said, you know, recently I've been having trouble playing and find it more and more difficult to stick to my goal. If the goals don't motivate you, then it's not worth playing.
Yeah. And just also everybody else that plays it.
Do what you do enjoy in the game, and if that's PvP and messing around, then do it.
Yeah. That's just like how I enjoy farming, and I have 25 million farming experience.
Nice life, Shane. Nice life.
Second part.
Also, do you feel that if you quit, that all the hours you've put into your characters may translate into a large waste of time, that you could have used more constructively to better your career, physical, in real life talents, etc. Thanks. Well, yeah, but I look at lots of things like that. I mean, all the combined time I spent on RuneScape and World of Warcraft, if I'd actually, you know, took up a hobby or, you know, tried to learn a language or whatever, I could have, you know, been bloody good at it by now. But, you know, you can't always view things in hindsight like that. I mean,
you should cut yourself pashtu or whatever it is.
Classy. It was interesting. It was fun, and I enjoyed the time I spent playing. Otherwise, I wouldn't have spent that time.
Yeah.
In the end, it wasn't really a waste.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me.
If we spent all our lives doing things that were only intended to better ourselves or work or anything like that, then surely we'd all be very depressed and boring.
But what if bettering yourself made you enjoy it? What if you enjoyed bettering yourself, you know?
Well, if you enjoy it, then do it. But you shouldn't do things necessarily just because they're good for you, you know, and do nothing else. I think you do need to take a certain amount of time out and just do things you want to do that you enjoy doing and have fun with.
That's true.
All work and no play makes Shane a dull boy. Oh, wait, Shane is a dull boy.
What?
Never mind, I was just insulting you.
Right, okay.
Thank you for those two questions. East the Beast.
Who is also known as Eastrend.
Eastrend.
Southrend and Eastrend.
Who copied who?
They never knew each other from the start.
Southrend copied Northrend.
In another game.
Name of a continent in RuneScape.
It is? Not Northrend, in RuneScape.
Yes. In World of Warcraft, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen a Northrend in game too. Not sure about a Westrend.
Anyway.
Thank
dear
you.
Dear Shane Farmer and Brad the Fonzie of England.
What's a Fonzie?
Fonzie from Happy Days. How am I like the Fonz?
don't know. What do you think?
I have no idea, but...
Fonzie.
Obviously, Shane loves Brad in a heterosexual way. No, he loves me in a homosexual way. Don't deny it.
Fonzie is a Portuguese punk rock band. No, that's not it.
No, for he means the Fonz, like from... He means the Fonz from Happy Days. I'm sure he does. But anyway, okay. Let's get on with the question. Obviously, Shane loves Brad in a heterosexual, homosexual way. So, Shane, would you close your RuneScape account if it means Brad doesn't join the Air Force? That's an interesting question.
Oh.
He wouldn't do that. He'd lose his 25 million farming experience. This is like a, you know, really hard choice for Shane. He either loses his beloved co-host or he loses his farming experience.
But if I close my account, there's no way to do the show.
You could start another account. It doesn't matter because there's nothing that Shane could do that would actually make me say, no, Shane, I'm not going to join the Air Force.
I could come cut your legs off.
Yeah, I think that's what Shane's praying for because that's the only thing that's going to stop me with the Air Force is if between now and February I sort of cripple myself and am unable to serve on medical grounds. That's the only thing that's going to stop me.
What if someone poisons you with polonium?
I would die, Shane, and then I would be gone for definite. Also, would you... to walk a mile in each other's shoes if you had the chance? Is that like, you know, walk a mile in someone else's shoes?
I don't think I'd fit your shoes.
Yeah, I have probably smaller feet than you, and you have big clown feet. That would be difficult for us to walk a mile in each other's shoes, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. But what if he means metaphorically?
Metaphorically, would I like to be Shane for a day? No, that would be horrible.
Oh, come on, why not?
Yeah, I'd probably be Shane and then I'd, you know, drink. And,
you'd understand where I come from with everything if you did.
Yeah, okay, and you'd understand if you lived in my life for a day that you were wrong about everything.
That'd be fun, you know? To go, like, do whatever you do with your dad, you know? And go for lunch with Marie.
I don't spend all my time with my father.
I know, but I mean when you see him at night and stuff.
Yes.
And go for lunch with Marie?
Yes.
That'd be fun.
So Shane would want to be me, I wouldn't want to be him.
But if I was actually in control of your body, the first thing I'd do is I'd give you a haircut.
Yeah, but I would, you know, buy a wig and wear it if I was you.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Thank you, Lord Stimo. So the answer is yes for me, no for Brad. Shane the Farmer and the Fonzie of England. That's a new one, eh?
The Fonzie. Dear Shane and Brad, Shane, what is your favorite part about farming?
Well, I'd have to say it's the fact that it's a dynamic skill. It changes every time you do it. You don't have to go the same way, so... That's pretty much my favorite part about it. And the fact that I can actually make some good money from it. So, yeah. Second part?
Second part of the question. Brad, why do you dislike farming so much? Because Shane likes it, and I have to dislike it to maintain the opposing viewpoints that we have going on this show.
Okay. But he did get 61 farming, I think, right?
I've currently got 63 farming.
Oh, good!
But only because I want 17 all skills. That's the only reason.
Did you use the seeds I gave you?
Yes, Shane.
I can give you some more seeds if you want.
What type of seeds?
Same kind as before. Curry and stuff.
Curry and willow, give me.
Yeah, okay, I can do that. We'll do that later. Woo!
I've got enough. I've been stockpiling curry. I've got 10 of each ready for 2 more farming runs. And I've also got enough bananas and apples in baskets to pay the farmers. Why the hell am I talking like this? It's a sickness.
That's great. We're so proud of you. Last question. That was from D-Claws. Dear Brad and Shane, do you know what combat level you need to purchase charms in Soul Wars? Level 9. He says he wasn't able to do it on a level 3 account, and also DM know how many unspent Soul Wars points you can have. You can have 50k.
Those there are we each go. Rip.
Next up is tech news. This is kind of a funny story. Funny yet serious at the same time about the Pirate Bay. Did you read this week, Brad?
No, I didn't.
Basically, the Pirate Bay has relocated to a former nuclear bunker.
A former nuclear bunker?
Yeah, the Pirate Bay is going on a road trip through Europe, one they hope to end today in a former NATO bunker. After a move from Sweden to the Ukraine, the Pirate Bay has now arrived at Cyber Bunker, an ISP that can provide them with the facility that can resist a nuclear attack as well as electromagnetic pulse bombs.
Yeah, because the Swedish government are going to bomb them.
Bunker is equipped with EMP shielding and nuclear, biological, chemical air filtration to guarantee that the service will stay up no matter what happens.
Even a preemptive nuclear strike from...
From where?
From the Swedish government.
Yep. So, I don't know. They got a picture in the article. It's quite funny. And this bunker is located in the Netherlands. So, Sweden to the Ukraine to the Netherlands. That's quite interesting, you know? Take a look at this picture. It looks like an ordinary building from outside, but when you see it's a bunker, it... I wonder how deep it is. Wouldn't that be neat to kind of live in a bunker, you know?
Not really, unless there was a nuclear war going on.
Okay. There was some house once that was converted. It used to be a bunker or a missile silo or something. It was converted to a house, and it could withstand a nuclear attack. So, I don't know. I'd like to see that kind of thing. But it's safe to say that the torrents at the Pirate Bay will all outlive us in case somebody in the Middle East decides to go trigger-happy with their nukes. So, that's good.
Not going to happen.
You never know. You never know. I still maintain that sometime in our lifetime...
It's about as likely as you getting married to Captain Janeway.
No. No. I think it's likely in sometime in our lifetime that there will be some nuclear device used on some country, whether it's done by a terrorist organization or not.
I hope it's on Edmonton.
I don't think so. Next one says it's good. It's time to say goodbye to GeoCities. Do you ever use GeoCities?
Nope.
Basically, for those of you guys who are too young to remember, GeoCities was a Yahoo-based web hosting company. Helped lots of people get their first websites off the ground. But back in April, they said they'd be closing, and we finally got a date for that. And that date is October 26th, 2009.
Wow.
GeoCities site will no longer be on the web, and you will no longer be able to access your GeoCities accounts and files. The company said any GeoCities user that wants to maintain the site will be able to port it to Yahoo's web hosting service, which would cost $4.99 per month for a year and $9.95 per month afterwards. GeoCities Plus customers can port their sites to Yahoo web hosting at no additional charge. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, what's the point in these kind of web services now, you know? Because if you look at it, people will just go create a Twitter or a Facebook or a WordPress.com blog if they want something to write about, because that's what most people do anyways, right?
Yep.
Is there any chance of reviving Said by Brad?
No.
So anyways, check out this story, and if you use GeoCities like I did at one point, I'm sure you'll know where this is coming from. If you have used GeoCities, you might as well take a look at it one last time.
One last time.
Yes. New Modern Warfare 2 trailer was released. Did you watch this one, Brad?
No, I haven't seen this yet.
It looks pretty interesting, actually. It looks like a good game.
It is going to, I would say, yes, it is going to be a good game.
I think I would
Large drug references, intense violence language.
I don't know. It shows the Washington Capitol being bombed.
Apparently that's what people didn't like, because it reminded them of 9/11.
Oh, come on. It's a game. You know, like, it's not real. But anyways...
Yeah,
I don't know. I'll probably end up playing the single player some way or another, whether it's through co-op mode or not. Which means
you aren't pro enough to finish it on your own, Shane. Somebody will have to carry you through it.
That's okay. I do it for the story.
Okay.
And also a note with this is the PC version has been delayed until November 24th. Which is okay, because it's not the usual month-long delay that most games are accompanied by when they say delay, so... But I will be getting the PC version if I give it at all, because, well, I just can't stand the Xbox version of it. What about you? Which one are you getting?
Xbox 360.
Oh, why?
Because it's just better. I don't like installing stuff on my PC. My PC's graphics card isn't brilliant, so...
PC gaming. That's it for tech news, unless you have anything else, Mr. Fonzie?
Nothing else. Okay. No, Nick Griffin isn't on Question Time tonight.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm going to watch anyway, because the Conservative Shadow Chancellor's on there. George Osborne.
Check out informer.rsbnb.com. We got the monthly roundup from September. You can check that out. I don't think I mentioned this last week because it wasn't up yet. So, basically, we go through the highlights of the month. And, of course, last but not least, we also welcome Marco and Chris T, or X, Turt X, to the team as the economy and PvP writers. So, yes, informer.rsbnb.com.
Yay.
Yes, Kill of the Month update for me.
rsbnb.com/Scottum.
Yes. Smithing.
It's dead. There was the first possibly 3 days of the month, there was big increases by X-Blades and Danger Geo, and it's pretty much nobody has got experience since the 6th, I think, apart from one person. It's dead. X-Blades is currently winning with 2.5 million gained, which it was all in the first 3 days. Danger Geo has 1.2 million experience gained. That was all in the first 2 days. And then after that, it falls down to 726,000 CRY, Mage Guy 08, 270,000, and then 124, 91, 75, 39, 30, 10. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people who've entered have gained no experience.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty boring skill of the month, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on, guys, do something so we have something to talk about next week.
Yes, do something wild and crazy. Lose experience.
Yeah, but the only time that happened was when the Jagex high score screwed up.
Yes, lose experience.
Well, that's rsbnb.com/SKOTM.
Scottum.
November sign-ups should be up, I believe, on the 25th. So we'll have announcements about that then. But, yeah. I have a pick this week, so Brad doesn't have to get his knickers in a knot about picking something. I have two picks, but I'm only going to pick one. So, should I go ahead?
Go for it.
It's unlike me to recommend a book, but I thought it would be a good book to recommend because there is a discussion going on about Clan Chat, or in Clan Chat about this. Earlier in the week. Basically, the book is something called The Singularity. I'm sure Brad's heard me talk about this before, right?
Yeah.
It's a book by Ray Kurzweil about the gradual increase in speed of technology, technological growth, and how it's his vision of what the future is going to look like in 2045 and how we'll all be integrated with technology and stuff. Also goes in to describe what the life will be like and everything and pretty much how it'll be different from today. So if you're interested in those sorts of things, it's a good read. I wouldn't say it's sci-fi because it's not necessarily fiction. It's sort of like, I'm not sure how to describe it as. What do you call the genre when the guy's kind of like just... writing something that's not necessarily fiction, but not necessarily nonfiction.
Somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, somewhere in the middle, but
based on true events, that's what they usually say. Okay. If things like based on true events, but also maybe exaggerated slightly.
Yeah. So.
Like Shane's life.
No.
Based on true events.
But yeah, it's a good book. It's from 2005. There were other versions before, but this is the most recent one with updated predictions. It is available in paperback, so that does cut down the cost a bit. It is 652 pages.
That's not that long.
Yeah. So, but it's sort of one of those books that, for me at least, where it keeps going. It's not one where you kind of have to force yourself to do it, probably because it's that kind of my area of interest in terms of technology and what the future is going to be like. Some of the things are kind of hard to believe, but there have been other things in the past that he's got bang on. So, such as the internet becoming a big part in everyone's life in the early 2000s. So, yeah, check out the book. I'll have an Amazon.com link in the notes. But basically, in the end, it goes on to say that we'll create these kind of wheel, kind of transcend biology. And then we'll send out an army of kind of like robotic kind of explorers that'll carry the human race into interstellar space.
That would be stupid. You can't ascend biology.
Sure you can.
No, you can't.
I want you to read this book.
I don't want to read that book.
Well, there's your problem. So.
Yeah, I'll read that book if you read... What's the most boring book I can find on my shelf? If you read Think, An Introduction to Philosophy...
Okay.
That's a book you need to read, Shane,
okay.
On the title alone.
Okay,
Think.
Ship it to me.
Okay, I've got a better book. It's even harder for you to... It's a really difficult book to get into, but it's good. It's Blood Meridian. You can read that.
Who's it by?
Cormac McCarthy.
Okay. Ship it to me.
No, buy it yourself.
But yeah, I'll have a link in the notes to this book. What you been doing, Brad?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. You have to have some story like last week's story.
I've been doing... What was my story last week?
About the blade hitting your knee?
Oh, yeah, the Kettering trip. That was funny. No, this week has been relatively boring, really.
That's too bad.
Nothing's happened. It's just been ordinary.
Okay. What have you been doing in RuneScape?
Well, I've almost started playing again, really, which is not really shameful to admit on a RuneScape podcast, but whatever. I've been doing some farming, as we talked about earlier, which I'm very ashamed about, and I'm going to go and hit myself for doing. I've also started to try and kill some blue dragons for their hides to make money and for the bones for prayer, because I don't want to spend 4 million on bones getting 70 prayers while killing myself.
That's how Zazima got 99 prayer and 99 ranged.
I actually went to... I was actually... Because I kill them in the cave under Gutanoth. Because it's usually always empty. There's hardly anyone there. But I went in there today, and this 102 runs up to me as I'm killing this one, and he says, "Can you leave, please? I was here first." And there are six spawns in this cave, and they all spawn fairly fast. I usually go back and forth between two spawns. So I was like, you know, there's enough spawns here for, you know, three people. And he said, "OMG, you effing bastard. OMG, you effing noob." And then he just ran off. Good to see the RuneScape community as friendly as it ever was.
What was the guy's name?
I can't remember. He had some stupid name with lots of zeros in it.
You should have got his name, then we could flame him.
No, that's not fun. But he was a 102, and he had a whip. And it, for some reason, I don't know, he had a whip and rune on. For some reason, it took him like twice as long as it did for me to kill these bloody things. And I only had a dragon scimitar.
Ooh, okay. You know what you should try for killing them?
What?
You should try a crossbow.
No, I don't necessarily want to range them. I want to, because I've currently got 83 attack and 83 defense, but only 81 strength. So I want to try and get my strength level.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's all, really. I've not spent that much time on it.
Yes, I'm doing agility still.
Got 99 yet?
No, almost 96, though.
Nobody cares until you get 99.
No, everybody cares when I get 90. When I get a level, you know?
Nobody cares.
Let me just tell you what my current XP is to 96. 264k to 96.
So you're going to get that tonight?
No, not tonight.
Tomorrow night?
Because tonight's an early night.
tomorrow night?
Yeah, tonight possibly. After? Possibly Saturday, if everything goes well.
When are you going to get 99?
I don't know. I need to run some projections first, which I can't do right now. Yeah, aside from that, I've been, you know, the school thing. You know, it's really annoying when you get there, and then there's a 3-hour break because one of your classes was canceled.
Yeah. Didn't Mummy come and pick you up and take you back home?
No.
Shane's mother still taxis him around at the age of 22.
No.
Yeah, she does. Don't lie.
No. I was saying no about to come and pick up.
What a shame.
Also, various little family things here and there. Saw some relatives, and they're always so happy to see us, you know, and they, yeah. But you know how it goes when you see relatives you haven't seen in years, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're so big.
Yeah, I hate it when, you know.
Then they come and try and hug you, you know?
Yeah, and I bet that really freaks you out, doesn't it, Shane? Because you're cold and emotionless.
I just want to say, it's nice to see you too. Let's just shake hands and...
Shake hands.
And let me give me a latex glove and I'll be fine.
Are you OCD?
No, I just don't like touching other people's hands.
I'll make sure I touch your hand then when I see you.
Also, I've been doing some networking around the house here. We set up a Apple time capsule to extend as a gigabit switch and file and print server because let's just say that the Windows file sharing was tending to be rather intermittent and it was rather annoying. So
yeah, question time's about to come on.
Oh, good.
Oh, no, they're doing the weather first.
And Half-Life 2, of course, last night, which you had great fun at, and I beat
you
good.
That was great fun, yes.
Remember when I was like...
You didn't beat me good.
Yeah, it was 27-11, the one game on Island.
Yeah, that was the first game we played, and that was because you had a stacked team. You had pretty much all the good players on your
team. Okay, who did I have?
You had Mike. I think Tim was on your team, and he's not bad. You also had... You basically, in the game overall, you won by like 100 to 40. And Shane's just getting really het up because I always say to him, I usually get a better KD ratio than you do in these games, and he got a better KD ratio than me on one game, and now he's suddenly acting like
yeah. But I did good in the bathroom one.
You did. I can't remember what were you on in that one.
I don't know.
We were on the same team at that last.
Yeah, but we did good.
Couple. Yes, as teamwork, like the gun. I hope it's gun game next week. Go vote for gun game. Didn't on the poll.
I voted for Team Fortress 2 just because you told me to vote for CS.
Did you?
Yeah.
You asshole! Do you even have Team Fortress 2?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, asshole. Well, that doesn't matter actually, because if it is Team Fortress 2, I won't have to stay up to 2 a.m.
Maybe I'll vote for gun game. What do I get for it?
Nothing. But I don't really care if it's gun game. I'll stay up and play. If it's not, I'll just try and get some rest.
Okay.
Sleep.
Okay.
I don't care, Shane.
Let's see. The poll is currently sitting at 3 votes for Team Fortress 2, 2 for Gun Game. I could be of use here to you, Brad. I'll change my vote if you give me something.
No, I'm not giving you anything. I don't care if Team Fortress 2 wins.
Well, in that case, I think it's time to say that RSBNB Update episode 225 is done. We'll see you guys all next week for Brad at runemire.com/Brad. And
you can check out my latest artistic masterpiece called Gay Lovers and Adopted Kids. It features Shane and the RSVMP staff.
That's kind of that's unsettling.
That's not unsettling, Shane.
Yeah, it is. But anyways,
read RuneWire.
Yeah, read RuneWire. It's a good site.
Even Jagex says so. We are endorsed by Jagex. Well, RuneWire is endorsed by Jagex.
Yes. Anyways, runewire.com/Shane. See you next week, everyone. Goodbye.
Yay, question time's about to come on.